I'm celebrating the last day of, I think it's the last day of matzah. And it can last eight in Israel, but I'm going to go with the shorter U.S. version of Passover and celebrate the end of matzah eating. Yay! 303-713-7600. I actually like matzah, but I'm really tired of it now. I'm starting to dream about pizza and bagels and all kinds of things. Actually, it's nice. You know what? Three times during this last Passover, I've been going, oh, no, I can't. I gotta have something to... And then, there's something really... Maybe you fast. Maybe you give up things for Lent. Maybe you do things like that. And there's something truly good about that, because what it does is it forces you to really consider why you want to be a spiritual person. There's something about setting up that physical impediment, that reality of something that you negate or that you embrace or whatever, that makes you think and center yourself. And I like that about it. Maybe you do too. Sylvia in Aurora, we're talking about the immigration story in Greeley this morning, and we welcome your comments. Good morning.
I just want to say that the initial illegal aliens were the Tea Partiers, the Boston Tea Partiers, and the Republicans seem to forget that. They're anti this, and then they shed their values and go with it.
You know, they're really more like the British supporters who populated mostly New York and New Jersey, right? They want the status quo. They want to salute the king. I mean, in a way, this rally reminds me, really seriously, of peasants flocking out to salute the House of Lords. You know what I mean? That's what this is about. This is about, we worship you, you make money, we like you, we want to keep all of it, that's what we want. And, you know, it's like, whoa, wait, consider what you're thinking about here. You know, my relatives were more of the let's hide behind rocks and trees and everywhere and fire at the British, thank you. So that's the stock I come from.
Well, my ancestors, some of them, met the group that came over as the Native Americans. I'm Hispanic.
Thank you for not shooting us. I appreciate it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sort of kidding and sort of not. Yes, you're right. You were here originally.
But it's funny because nobody owns the United States of America. Even the Native Americans crossed over the Bering Strait. So it belongs to everybody. And
we're all immigrants.
That's right.
You know, that's a very good thing to remember. We are all immigrants. And
even
the initial
people that were here.
You know, we started out on one continent, I think. I believe that we were all one landmass at one point in time, Pangaea, and then for whatever reason we separated. And maybe that was why things like the Tower of Babel story eventually came about. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that we were separated for whatever reason, and we began speaking different languages. Or maybe we always did. But it still seems to me so wonderful that part of being human is overcoming your difference and not having to go with just the knee-jerk survival of the fittest response. I think conservatives forget that sometimes. They just want to concentrate on the survival of the fittest response and not think about that. One of the reasons we have reason and logic and the ability to love is because we don't just kill or be killed. We want to embrace each other and invest in each other's futures and participate in this grand experiment called a republic.
Exactly. And even the universe, or the earth, the planet, and then the universe, but we're all earthlings. And I think all of our differences are geographical. The geographic influence on our looks and everything about us was the only factor. Everything else was the same.
You know, one of the most beautiful experiences I've had recently was to go see Lucy, our Auntie Lucy, you know, our ancestor, our bipedal ancestor. And it was a wonderful exhibit. If you get a chance to see that traveling exhibit, see it, because it also carries with it an exhibit about Ethiopia and about, you know, the cradle of that kind of civilization. And it's amazing how similar
we are. Well, in National Geographic, they had the origin of the human race. And it was amazing how we all originated in Africa and how we went through different areas because the land was different then. And how the influence, you know, people that were near the sun had to have more melanin. People that were near the blue rivers and the ice areas had to have clear eyes and light skin, because otherwise they would have burned. you know, different things like that.
It's amazing to me. And, you know, when I was anthropology is so amazing because I was looking at the patterns of how we learn to walk, you know, as bipedals and people on 2 feet and the antecedents to people, I guess you would say. But one of the things that developed when we moved from walking on all fours to standing upright, and as a talk show host, this amazed me and I thought was so cool. Do you know what developed in addition to our lungs, which got bigger?
Well, we drained our brain, obviously.
Well, our brains, obviously, absolutely. But our diaphragms, I had never made that connection before. Our diaphragms became much more powerful, which enabled us to begin speaking to each other in more complicated ways. Isn't that amazing? Because
that.
Our lungs were no longer crushing our diaphragms and keeping it small. When we stood upright, we made ourselves more vulnerable in some ways because we exposed our chest to the world. But, and I think women may think about this more than men, maybe. But we also developed a diaphragm that gave us the ability to speak and to carry on what we had to say to each other. And I'm sorry, I have chills. I'm corny as Kansas, and there you go.
Well, I'm a big fan of Margaret Mead. I'm that old. But I like this kind of discussion, and it's just fun.
Me too.
I think that the Tea Party people are just being negative.
I think they are, and I think they're denying themselves the ability to salute our country in a wonderful way, which is maybe we should turn Tax Day on its head and celebrate why we like to pay for our country. Dave in Denver, thank you so much for your thought-provoking call, Sylvia. I really appreciate it. Hi, Dave in Denver. Welcome and good morning, and welcome to the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hey, well, good morning, Aaron. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to talk about the immigration thing, but I just have to make a comment about the Tea Party thing. We do not tax rich people in this country. What we tax is we tax productive people, tax people who earn income. The richest people in our country pay just a tiny fraction of their wealth in tax, like Bill Gates. When all is said and done, I bet you Bill Gates' effective tax over his lifetime will be way less than 5% of the money he made, which is just despicable.
Well, that's part of the problem. And reality, we pay much less, comparatively speaking, to other countries, you know, like, say, Sweden and other countries. So,
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the rich people in our society.
I understand what you're saying. I was just adding.
The Bill Anschutz. These people avoid taxes.
I understand.
And what these tax protesters don't. But see, nobody points this out because these tax protesters are all focused on income tax.
Well, I think that I tried to by saying this is like the people with the pitchfork showing up to celebrate the House of Lords. And to, in fairness to Bill Gates, his father was on a commission up here to and to implement a state income tax that would be very progressive and tax the rich more than the people, because we have state sales tax here that are much more punitive to people who earn money than not. We don't have a state income tax. But what happens is poor people pay the bulk of it because they pay percentage-wise more of their income.
And that is why property tax is one of the few wealth taxes we have, because it taxes wealth.
Right.
See, and we don't tax people's stock. Bill Gates gets to own this vast wealth he has in his stock because of our legal system, and the government guarantees Bill Gates his ownership of that stack.
Well, that's why
that he pays nothing for
that. That's why Warren Buffett said that it's shameful that his secretary pays more, proportionally speaking, than he does in taxes.
And basically, people, progressives especially, need to talk about this. But it's like this really betrayal the unions are doing to all their members when they want to give amnesty to these illegal aliens. These illegal aliens, by and large, are taking jobs from blue-collar members.
That's
crazy.
Not necessarily true, but fine. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. It's 303-713-7600. Look, these are very complicated issues, and they're not just easy answers. And can I just say, I hate the term illegal alien. I'll say illegal immigrant, and I'll say undocumented worker, but they're not aliens. They're human beings. Cliff in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm swell. You?
Good. I had an alien green card. It actually said the word alien on it.
I know. I don't like the term. I hate it. So that's me, but there you go.
It's pretty, I think it's a pretty accurate description. We're alien to this country.
I know in the original definition of the word, but people use it in such a pejorative term, it has come to mean something else entirely. Go ahead.
I think it's more accurate than undocumented worker or whatever it is. Are you?
No, because some people who do not have papers are undocumented workers. People like you, I would call green carders or permanent residents. I wouldn't call you an alien.
Yeah, but the majority of the people who come across the border are illegal. They're here illegally, right? And they're not even documented.
Not necessarily all of them, and that is actually slowing growth because our economy is not doing as well as it used to. So
it's a good thing because it means less of them coming across the border.
Well, I don't know why you have a beef with them, but if you want to be, you know, xenophobic, go right ahead. Welcome to some of the nativists are like that. I guess you're entitled to your opinion. I don't happen to share it, and my family's been here for more than 400 years.
It's not about being xenophobic. It's about being it's the rule of law. I mean, you can't come into this country illegally. I mean, people
and
like...
Because you came here legally, you resent it. Did you originally come here legally?
No, I came illegally. I came here, I got married, and I went through all the right processes. I paid the fees and all the money.
But you came here illegally initially.
No, I came here legally. Legally.
Okay. All
so
right.
I think, you know, why should I have to come here and go
through
the process?
Well, part of the problem is that I think your accent English? I don't mean to be...
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay. So part of the problem is that proportionally speaking, quite frequently, we are more limited in terms of the reality of who immigrates to this country. More people immigrate, for example, from Mexico than, say, Yugoslavia. So what we do is we had quotas and a mishmash of rules that didn't really make a lot of sense. So in some ways, we need to do the same thing, I think, with the tax code. It's just throw the whole bloody thing out and start again. Because in some ways, we have been so unfair that it's built into this kind of, somebody called it once, a moldy miasma of racist pap. And I think it is that. I think that's part of the problem. You, coming from England, probably had a little bit of an easier time getting here. Now, I know from a friend of mine who married an Englishman that it's an extremely hard and a long, arduous, expensive process. I'm not sure that's a good idea. If I were running the world, I would make it easier for all of us to travel back and forth from our countries. While I respect a sovereign nation's right to have the laws that they do, I still think we'd all be a lot better off if we could walk a mile in each other's shoes.
Yeah, I agree, but at the same time, I mean, you're right, it is a long process. It's not that expensive. It's just that, okay, and you got to be careful not to, you got to cross all the, you know, the T's and dot the I's and everything.
Yep.
Because if you don't, it took me about 18 months from start to finish.
Wow.
So
yeah, it took him about 2 years because I think they were going back and forth a bit.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just calling. I think the tea party today downtown.
Yep.
I think, you know, I mean, when people on the left are demonstrating, people on the left are kind of all for that. And yet when people
think they have the absolute right to demonstrate. Don't misunderstand me. I just think it's hilarious they're calling it teabagging.
I mean, when was the last time you saw people on the right get out and demonstrate? So, I mean, I think it's a good thing. They've got passion or anger, and they want to get out and have their say that
and peacefully have their say. Yeah, it's better than shooting people up, I guess. Thank you very much for your call. 303-713-7600. That was snide. I shouldn't have done that. I apologize. 821, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And we'll be right back with more of your phone calls. I'm way overdue for a break with John Turk, who is like picking out his orange Speedo as we speak. A little scary, but there you go. Here's traffic with John. Hi, this is Aaron Hart, and I'm just reminded why I'm making the changes I'm making. I'll clue you in a little bit later, probably next hour. And I hate to keep you dangling, but hey, it's teabag day, so I'm going to do it anyway. Eric and Aurora, welcome and thank you for joining us on Arvada. I'm sorry. You know what, Eric? The problem is I write things down really quickly when John puts it in my ear, and I abbreviated it, and so I didn't realize I'd written down a V. How sad is it that I can't read my own handwriting? Hi, Eric. My family is laughing because they can't read my handwriting either. Go ahead.
Good to talk to you, Aaron.
Thank you.
I want to change the subject for just a second, and I
please do,
you.
And I'm going to say, let's just open the phones up. I'm celebrating, you celebrate, John's celebrating, we'll all celebrate. It's tax day. Go ahead.
That's great. I never watched this particular program. I'd never seen it before. It's called Britain's Got Talent, but I was watching MSNBC this morning, and they had a clip of last week's episode, and I was just... I just would like to throw out a plug for anybody that wants to get inspired today. Google Susan Boyle. That's S-U-S-A-N, last name Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E. Then
sounds
Britain's
like a...
Got Talent, and watch the YouTube video. It will inspire you, and it will get your mind off of those nutbags down at the tea party.
Well, you can also join the nutbags on our side of the fence. Actually, we're not nutbags. We're great. But the people are going to support Obama's budget, too, at 10 a.m., in case anybody's interested in running down to the Capitol.
Yeah. I can't do it, but I would. They would be the good guys.
Yes, they are the good guys. And I understand we're all wearing either, you know, black hats or white hats these days still in our country, but always good to have respite. So we'll check out Susan Boyle, Britain's Got Talent. I've been watching a little bit of the auditions for Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. As much of it as I can stand, reality TV kind of sets my teeth on edge, but I'm happy to watch this for you.
You've got to watch it because it's going to make your day, I promise.
Okie doke. Thank you so much.
See you later.
You bet. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm celebrating. You celebrate. John's certainly celebrating. And it's teabag day. So for our right-wing conservatives, you know, you want to call up, you want to tell us why you're taking your teabags down to the teabag party, tell us. And if you don't have teabags, you're also welcome to share, sort of. Kevin in Boulder, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I am so 12 years old. How are you?
Oh, me too, Aaron. Good morning. Yeah, I was trying to find out yesterday if there's any truth to the rumor that Mark Foley, Larry Craig, and Ted Haggard will be presenting to the teabaggers in San Francisco.
Oh, goodness. What a thought. Whoa.
Mario didn't seem to know, so I thought I'd call you and see if you knew.
You know, probably. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? It'd be like, I don't know, how would they announce it? Ted could do the, you know... And the teabags rose up and worshiped the rich in this country. And then Mark Foley could say, hey, want a date? Come on, let's go home. You know, I mean, it's just, it's amazing. They could really do quite a show together. And then, of course, there would be a dick army there present to attend every single moment of it. So what can we say? Yay!
Yeah. And apparently there are a lot of teabaggers in San Francisco. So they would have a lot of turnout, let's say.
Yes, perhaps. That would be the point of the matter, I would think.
Yep. Keep on giving them a hard time. Have a great day.
Thank you. How many double entendres can you fit in a phone call? I don't know. It's 303-713-7600. Yes, we're being juvenile. For those of you who are very serious and terribly serious about most everything, we are being juvenile. Lynn in Parker, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi. I'm not sure if this fits in with everything that's going on, but I hear these people talking about, you know, the taxes they pay and, you know, they've got these businesses, they lost this, they lost that. My particular situation is that I used to be a government employee, single mom, raised my daughter from the time she was 2.5 till, you know, old enough to get out of the house and on her own and everything. And I am at a point now, I have a disability. It's not really considered a disability, as Office of Workers' Compensation would name it. I cannot go back to work. They will not train me. I've been home on medical leave for 7 years.
I'm listening. Are you still there? Hello? John? Yeah, no, she's not there anymore. I don't know what happened. She just said she's home on medical leave, and the call stopped. So, Lynn,
well, let's take
I don't
a break
know.
And see if she's
Lynn,
around on the other side. I'll,
Lynn,
I'll check
I don't
it
know what
here.
Happened, but we'll check out to see what happened
Sorry,
to you.
Sorry, I was screening another call, so I didn't hear what you were doing.
No, I understand completely, and I was actually afraid that we had lost the line. So, John's
all right, well,
here,
no,
I'm here,
dude.
We're all
I'm
here.
Just chill,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah. And, yes, we've got Lynn, and you're welcome to come back anytime. It's 8:31, rather, on the Mile High. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. My big news coming up, and your phone calls, more importantly, 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of J. Marvin's show on Colorado's Progressive Talk. And here's John, panting and ready and waiting to head for Orange Beach and vacay on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Song's going out to John Turk, who is hours away from frolicking on the border of Florida and this here state. He's also going to see his kin, which is great. It's 303-713-7600. Thank you, Rebecca, for loving my presence on the J. Marvin Show. She says, I think we should distribute packages of Kool-Aid at today's tea parties. They should be marked with do not symbols. You know, that European no. Clearly, these folks are drinking in the party line without thinking or analyzing, Rebecca. Thanks, Rebecca. Good point, and probably nicer than my old lettuce leaf idea. I like Kool-Aid. No, just say no to the Kool-Aid. Lynn and Parker, I don't know what happened to our connection, but you were upended somehow technically, and I'm not sure whose end it was on, but welcome back. You were telling us that you're on disability. You have been for some time, and your point was about today's teabag parties, I believe.
Yes, thank you. I just barely caught a little part of the program and then decided that I wanted to call in. No, I tried to call in yesterday. But, you know, people are talking about the money that they've lost, and some people have been totally devastated, you know, by this. And I was explaining a little bit about my situation. Now, when I say Parker Aurora Line. So I live in a place called The Hood, as the kids put it. I don't live in a big ritzy house or anything like that. I've spent years trying to hold on to my home. I have a disability. I'm not able to be trained. I used to be a federal employee. And because I cannot work 8 hours a day, 4 days a week, or 5 days a week, I cannot get any training. I don't qualify for any of the Obama programs because I'm on the Office of Workers' Compensation program. Mm. And because I don't collect any Social Security is why, instead of saying, okay, I got hurt because of what happened at work, which was obviously they wouldn't have accepted my claim if it hadn't have been, you know, work-related.
Right. Can we cut to the chase just a little bit? Because I understand,
right.
But okay.
Well, basically what I'm saying is, you know, people are talking about, you know, they're paying all these taxes and stuff, and they're upset and all that, and I do understand that, and I have a lot of sympathy, and I count my blessings every day. But do you know that even with Office of Workers' Compensation, with owning my own home, I pay $8,500 this year. I will pay $8,500 in taxes on my home. Mm. I pay the same amount of taxes everybody else does at the grocery store,
right,
at the gas tank, everywhere else. And I am losing my home because I cannot get any help because I do not qualify. The IRS told me I do not qualify for any of the Obama program. Mm-hmm. And so I am stuck in a situation where I have to either try to get somebody to buy my home, which I haven't been able to keep up, or I have to file bankruptcy, totally ruin my credit, which it's ruined anyways because I never get paid at the same time every month. And all I can say is, people, when you wake up in the morning, look up into the sky, count your blessings, because there's so much out there that we just don't understand. And this world is for the rich. It is not for the working, the people that, you know, go in every day and bust their butt. Because once you get hurt, all you are is a dirty rag.
And that's why we all have to take care of each other in some way or another. Thank you very much for your call.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate
You're
it. I hope it gets easier for you. It's 303-713-7600. Mike writes, hey, I found the reason for the tea bag parties selling T-shirts. Tea party protests create online sales boom. Grassroots organizations have produced a cottage industry of tea party themed products that are fueling their nationwide projects. And it's Tea Party. It shows a ship. Tea Party 2009. It's actually kind of a nice T-shirt from Cafe Press. Apparently, they're selling hundreds of thousands of dollars of mugs, sweats, buttons, and bumper stickers. Man, I hope most of them are liberals. Wouldn't that be funny if liberals are making the T-shirts and the right-wing conservatives are buying? I'm sorry. That just struck me as funny. Denny in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron, how are you?
I'm swell. You?
I am great. I hope John has a wonderful time in Florida.
Me too.
And the last lady's story was very touching. It's just, you know, there's safety nets, but there's so many people that just fall through the cracks.
If you have an anomaly of any sort, it can be really, really difficult, and it is a terrible, terrible place to be.
But, you know, one thing she said I disagreed with, this world is not for the rich people. This world is for all of us. And if we really take a look at the planet we live in and the miracle that it is and how alive it is and how it sustains us, it's, you know, it's hard not to be grateful.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to say something corny maybe or whatever, but I always feel living up here where I do near the Puget Sound, there's a profundity of nature here that I've rarely seen. In the Rockies, there it is too, and I especially feel it in the Garden of the Gods. But I almost sense nature, or I think I do. Maybe it's because I was convinced myself when I was little that I was connected to the earth and its history and everything else. But I have almost a childlike wonder. I can feel the depth of where I am. I can feel the soaring skies, if you will. And if that sounds corny, so be it.
It's not corny. You're Celtic, aren't you?
Yeah.
Have you read Anam Cara?
No, I'm probably a sprite, though. I should.
Get your pencil out. A-N-A-M.
A-N-A-M.
C-A-R-A.
C-A-R-A.
By John O'Donohue. And it talks about the whole Celtic spirituality and mythology and how tied in Celts are with nature.
Well, I'm also Jewish, so I like the way that we mark seasons in terms of being connected to the earth and agrarian rhythms. I really like that.
Absolutely. Listen, the reason I called is that most people forgot that back at the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, there was a sidebar convention, and this is tied into the San Francisco thing and Ted Haggard and Larry Craig, et cetera. But it was sponsored by the Minnesota Log Cabin Republicans.
Right.
It was held in a remote bathroom at the Minneapolis airport.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. And Ted was the featured speaker, as it were. Who was the guy that did the pages? Was it Foley? Mark Foley?
Who did the pages? Mark Foley.
Mark Foley, you know.
Or attempted to do the pages.
Yeah. A guy named Slimy Richard. I can't say his real nickname, but Slimy Richard made a cameo appearance. And Ted Dobson actually came and redid the reconciliation ritual with Ted Nugent. So, and the press didn't cover this at all. So this thing in San Francisco, this is just a sort of follow-up to that that whole caucus and what their principles are.
See, I think the more that we can have a sense of humor in the progressive movement, the better off we are. Thank you so much for your call.
Anam Cara, A Book of Celtic Wisdom.
I'm going to check it out. Thank you. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Judy in Denver, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Oh, hi, Aaron.
Hi, Judy.
I love your energy.
Thank
Aaron,
you.
I just want to give you a different perspective.
Please.
On this tea party.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at it, I have no problem paying my taxes for roads, for policemen, for a fireman that will come to my house and put the fire out if I need be. What I'm looking at is starting last fall, the TARP, the bailout, the stimulus bill, GM, and now they are possibly going into bankruptcy, that people aren't concerned about the earmarks that went through the stimulus bill. You know, I have to tell you, I grew up in Iowa, and I know what those pigs smell like. And I'm not really quite sure money should go there. A transit from Los Angeles to Las Vegas.
Actually, that's been disproven and debunked. That's a myth.
I hope so.
Here, can I give you my brief explanation about why it was necessary? I mean, I don't agree with everything they did either. I don't like especially the Bush administration's portion of it without any guard dogs or anything else. I hope that they put better guard dogs on it. I'm sorry they're picking more on GM than they are on the banks. But
right.
Here's part of the problem that we had was these guys went crazy for several years. And in some ways, some consumers went crazy, too, let's face it. But more importantly, the guys at the top sold derivatives, and you've heard about these, no doubt, that are based on nothing. They basically were loans guaranteed by initiatives, by derivatives, which are basically they insured the debt, then they piggybacked and sold the debt, and then sold the debt on the debt, and then they sold the insurance on the debt. So they made up all these things that didn't exist.
Absolutely.
Now, when you do that, you create, on paper at least, trillions of dollars of debt. Part of the problem is that's how they funded these mortgages, and that they gave mortgages to people who sometimes were perhaps way overly optimistic about the amount of income they needed to have a house. Okay?
Uh-huh. Right.
Just to put
right.
it charitably. We'll put it as nicely as possible. Because I really don't believe, apart from a few speculators, and people who may have been, you know, fooling themselves willingly, I think most people want to have a bite of the American dream. So they went out and bought a house.
Right.
So they get a mortgage. They don't know that somebody's piggybacking and selling it over and over and over again.
Right.
So when this collapses, all I'm trying to tell you is when this collapses, you either let it fall, which means all of us go down with them, and that's a giant sucking sound, believe you me. Because if all of that trillions of dollars of debt disappeared, and all those dollars disappeared, you and I would disappear with it.
Right, exactly.
And that's why they bailed them out.
Okay, right. But I think you're kind of misunderstanding where I'm coming from looking at this Tea Party.
Well, I don't mean to. I'm sorry.
Yeah, to me it isn't. It shouldn't be one party against another party. It should be both parties looking at how they are spending our money. And I'm talking about going way back. During the Bush administration, the Republicans spent more money than you can imagine. It just boggles my mind. And that's
true.
Why they were voted out of office in 2006.
In part, yes.
And it keeps going, and it keeps going. And all of a sudden, again, the stimulus bill that they didn't even get a chance to read. Then the omnibus bill with...
The one under Bush, you mean?
Because
they did read the one under Obama.
The $787 billion or the $800
billion. The first one was passed under Bush.
In January. Okay,
right.
Whatever.
Bush.
I'm just talking about all the earmarks that they're spending. And I hope that President Obama will veto some of this stuff that comes through his desk. He talked about line item vetoes. He talked about getting rid of earmarks. And I hope that he stands up to that pledge. I'm sorry, but I just hate to see this. It's a Republican thing this afternoon. It should be everybody's concern how they're spending our money.
Earmarks are extremely important, but they are minuscule. Even though John McCain touts them every time he gets a chance, they are a minuscule amount compared to this giant problem that we have. Minuscule.
Okay.
I don't mean to diminish it. I don't mean to disparage it. But the other reality is, because we have such a contrarian system, you know, we do. Our system is set up to be two-party, and they go at each other quite frequently. This, and I'm not defending them necessarily, but earmarks are a way for people to sneak stuff in, both sides to sneak stuff in for their home states and their constituencies without having to have a knockdown, drag-out fight. Now, that may be a product of our bad system, and that's what Obama has talked about that I really like, is that's part of the way we have to get at this problem. But no, I would not go stand next to the teabaggers. I agree with virtually nothing that they say. And I agree with, I think that this is a ruse to get back at Barack Obama. That's what I think it's about.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, because, I don't belong to either party, and this is one reason. Because
take a look at the signs today. Take a look at the commentary on Fox News.
Sniping back and forth just... if
I know.
We can't come together and have a decent conversation, you know, each side giving their opinion,
right?
You know, we never will.
And I agree. And let's agree on that, shall we?
Okay, absolutely.
All right,
Erin.
Thank you very much, Judy. I appreciate it. She's right, though. She raises a good point, but I'll respond because my experience in dealing with right-wing reactionaries coming up. It's 8:51. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. This is the J. Marvin Show, and here's John Turk with the traffic. While I agree with Judy that we all should get along and talk to each other more, my reality experienced by right-wing conservatives that rarely listen and won't compromise and won't discuss, and so far they've been doing that over and over and over again to Obama, hence the party of no and Eric Cantor being called Dr. No in the U.S. Congress. Here is the reality of these protests, though, and this is thanks to our friend Christy Harvey at the Center for American Progress. This is being backed by Americans for Prosperity. This is run by Ralph Reed's former lobbying partner, Tim Phillips, one of the few not to go to jail, perhaps, planning events in several states. Freedom Works, not ours. This group is run by former GOP Majority Leader Dick Armey. They have set up websites that make it look as if they're supposed to be set up by amateurs and grassroots. They write how-to guides and talking points for the events. They coordinate conference calls. This is backed totally by the right-wing reactionaries in the Republican Party. That's why Fox News is being so aggressive in supporting them as the party that espouses their causes and beliefs. They have used it. The NRCC, the Republican Party National Committee, has been used to raise money for it. It is, they want to complain about the anti-TARP bailout. Well, that was at the behest of George Bush. They're definitely anti-Obama. So I apologize, callers, because I didn't get to you yet. Joe, Pat, Gene, Doug, hang in, but I wanted to reset for the next hour. This is a sham. This is a faux tea party. This is a tea party on AstroTurf, as Christy says. I'm Erin Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. This is a J. Marvin Show. We'll be right back. 303-713-7600.